Or that button.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at work on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning. Welcome to Tuesday. There is no Ari in the house. Ari has unfortunately gone down with COVID.
Oh!
This is her first bout of COVID. So she's down. Yeah, it's taken her down. She's gone for the week. Damn. She only found out this morning, so she sent me a picture of the RAT test this morning and positive. So there you go. It takes down even Ariel, this COVID-19. But on the way today, who dat? We're playing with Nelly today. Can you spot Nelly's voice from an audio lineup of three? Also coming up, apparently Australia's milk range is very confusing. Have you thought about our milk range being more confusing than others? Apparently, a British woman living in Australia has shared her confusion over the different types of milk in Aussie supermarkets. We'll get to that very soon. I did promise for Taste Test Tuesday the Szechuan teriyaki dipping sauce that was made famous by Rick and Morty. I will try it. I've got it right here in the studio. I'll still try it. Even though Taste Test Tuesday works better with friends, I have to know if this sauce is worth all the raving and all the hype that Rick and Morty did to it. So I'll do that next. Right now, playing Olivia Rodrigo on CFM at 6:07 on a Tuesday.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Ari out this morning with the spiced cough. But we're still going to do Taste Test Tuesday.
Just eat it, eat it. Open up your mouth and feed it. Have some more yogurt, have some more Spam. It doesn't matter if it's fresh or canned. Just eat it, eat it, eat it, eat it.
All right. So we talked about this the other day. The Szechuan sauce, the McNugget sauce at McDonald's, is in Australia for a limited time. And it's the first time this sauce has been in Australia. And it was brought back in America a couple of years ago. And the reason it was because it got a cult following after this scene in the show Rick and Morty.
Now you're going to go and do whatever I say, Morty, forever. And I'll go out and I'll find some more of that Mulan Szechuan teriyaki dipping sauce, Morty. Because that's what this is all about, Morty. That's my one-armed man. I'm not driven by avenging my dead family, Morty. That was fake. I'm driven by finding that McNugget sauce. I want that Mulan McNugget sauce, Morty. That's my series arc, Morty. If it takes 9 seasons, I want my McNugget dipping sauce, Szechuan sauce, Morty.
So it all turned out in the end he was just motivated by trying to get this sauce that was only out for a limited time in the USA in 1998 to promote the Disney film Mulan. So, it's here. It's in front of me. Give it a go. Let's have a look. Szechuan sauce. I've opened it. It's a dark colour, as you would expect a Szechuan-style sauce to be. These nuggets are cold. They've been in the fridge since yesterday because I bought it yesterday. But here we go. Let's have a dip. Let's have a try of the famous. I mean, obviously the creator, Dan Harmon, put a bit of his own personal taste into that little scene. Obviously, he remembered the sauce and loved it and threw it in. That's how I'd say that scene came to be. I tell you what, that's good. I'd heard a few reviews online that, oh, it's not even that good. It's overhyped because of the Rick and Morty scene. That's great. That really is. It's got like a, almost like a deep vinegar taste to it, but the flavours are, oh, it's like a taste explosion. Now, I think this is only out for a few more days if you want to try it. But the Szechuan sauce, the famed Rick and Morty Szechuan sauce, yes, it's a tick from me.
I don't like peas.
Do you not?
No.
They are a bit of a nuisance.
I think they're just an annoying vegetable.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on Bernie's hit music station, 101.7 CFM.
I'll tell you what, I've just had a couple more of those nuggets. That Szechuan sauce, I'd travel back in time for it. Touché, Rick. Next up, apparently Australia's milk range is very confusing for British people.
All this late night talking.
Harry Styles there on CFM's Adam and Ari, 6:23. Now, who knew in Australia our milk system was so complicated? But according to Jordana Grace, who now lives in Queensland, but she's from the UK originally, according to her on her TikTok page, our milk is just all over the place.
So in the UK, we have a pretty simple colour-coded system. Blue lid is full fat. Green is semi-skimmed, and red is skimmed milk. Pretty easy dabby-dozy lemon squeezy. But then we come to Australia. How do I explain this? So blue milk is full fat. I know you're thinking, this is the same. No. Dark blue is full fat, but light blue is light. And pink milk is skim. Not to be confused with Trim Red Mill. Aren't they the same? And then there's a purple for lacto-free, which can also be green. And don't forget yellow, which is reduced fat, which is different from light skim and trim. I don't even know what the black one's for. And then gold is homogenicide. I'ma lie down now.
Is reduced fat different to light? I think she's getting bogged down in the colour coding. Just ignore the colours, because this is Queensland, obviously, they've got different milk, but here, the colours don't... Different brands have different colours, Jordana. All right, that's my first bit of advice for you. So, like, you got Ashgrove, pink for the light, but then pure and better, yellow. So just ignore the colours and read the writing that says light. But I'm not aware that reduced fat and light are any different to each other. So I think it's just a different name for the same type of thing, Jordana. But welcome to the country.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on Devonport's hit music station, 107.7 CFM. Call 1300 655 922.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat? Who dat?
Who dat? I can't tell the difference.
All right, it's your chance now to go into the draw for $150 to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks on a flue clean and wood heater assessment. Plus, grab yourself a $50 voucher to a Cut Above Quality Meats. We draw these on Friday for Prize Giving Friday, but you got to play and win to be in the draw. All you got to do for Who Dat is tell me which of the three following clips is Nelly. Today we're looking for Nelly. Got three audio clips, only one is Nelly. The other two are not. You call me 1300 655 922 and you tell me which of the three is Nelly. This is clip A.
The ideas that I've chosen to put in the show, they really come by way of the culture of where I come from.
This is B.
A lot of the songs that are traditional huge R&B hits have also been transformed into country music.
This is C.
In hotel rooms, bathrooms, closets, boats, anywhere I can record, I'm recording.
Which one is the Hot In Here fame himself with the Band-Aid on his cheek? 1-300-655-922 if you know. We'll run them again. Here's A.
The ideas that I've chosen to put in the show, they really come by way of the culture of where I come from.
B.
A lot of the songs that are traditional huge R&B hits have also been transformed into country music.
And C.
In hotel rooms, bathrooms, closets, boats, anywhere I can record, I'm recording.
1-300-655-922. Which is the real Nelly? Remember, a 1-in-3 shot if you just have a stab in the dark. Love that one. That's Fuel with Shimmer on CFM 18-7 as we do the Nelly challenge.
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat?
Who dat? Who dat? I can't tell the difference.
Nathan from Devonport on the phone with me to play Who Dat. Now, Nathan, are you a fan of Nelly?
Oh, sort of, mate.
Sort of? Do you think you know his speaking voice?
We'll just have a swing in the dark.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, I love that attitude, Nath. Definitely have a go. All right, I'll give you the clips. You tell me which you think is Nelly. Here's A.
The ideas that I've chosen to put in the show, they really come by way of the culture of where I come from.
B.
A lot of the songs that are traditional huge R&B hits have also been transformed into country music.
See.
In hotel rooms, bathrooms, closets, boats, anywhere I can record, I'm recording.
What are you thinking, Nathan?
I'm going with B, mate.
A lot of the songs that are traditional huge R&B hits have also been transformed into country music.
Now, Nath, you didn't seem confident. What made you say B?
I just went with a bloke driving the car.
What's that, sorry?
I went with a bloke driving the car.
Oh, the bloke driving the car. I reckon it's B.
Yeah, mate.
Well, the bloke driving the car is absolutely correct. That is Nelly.
That's the one.
What's the bloke driving the car's name?
Rory, mate.
Rory. Nathan and Rory. Good work, team. You're in the draw, Nathan, because you called, but you could share it with Rory if you want. You're in the draw for a $150 voucher to Jensen's Quality Metalworks for a flue clean and wood heater assessment and a $50 voucher to a Cut Above Quality Meats. Well done.
Off job, mate. Have a good day.
You send my regards to Rory as well, won't you?
Yeah, legend here.
Clip A was Usher, clip C, Pitbull.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Hi, Amy, you're on CFM, it's 7:09. Now, this time yesterday we said we were going to do that hamburger eating challenge, try and eat 5 hamburgers in 3 minutes, but without Ari here, it's not going to work because it's just going to be me chewing and smacking and choking into the mic for 3 minutes with no one here to talk. So instead, I have something even better for you. $50 of credit to spend on a Beam e-scooter. They're now in Burnie. To celebrate the launch of the Beam e-scooter, we want to give you the chance to win this $50 credit. So Beam, They really want to get a safety message out. So they even have like a Beam Safe Academy where they run a real-world e-scooter training program regularly in every market they launch in where new riders can learn how to beam. They also have half beam mode that you can set to the scooter where every beam has a half acceleration option to help new riders. So what I want to ask you in order to win yourself instantly $50 a credit to spend on a Beam e-scooter is how do you stay safe on a Beam e-scooter? So you just call up 1-300-655-922 and tell me something like, I don't know, don't do a pop shove it on them. You know, stuff like that. Like, yesterday we had don't drink and scoot. That kind of thing. How do you stay safe on a Beam e-scooter? Call me now, 1-300-655-922 with how to stay safe on a Beam e-scooter. And you could win, well, you will win if you're the first through, $50 credit to spend on a Beam e-scooter. Call me now, 1-300-655-922. This is No Doubt on CFM.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 107.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
No Doubt there on CFM, and well done to Robin from Wynyard who called up to say how to stay safe on a Beam e-scooter. Wear a helmet. Perfect, perfect. $50 credit to spend on Beam e-scooters is yours, Robin.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now in the car on the iHeartRadio app.
And good morning, 7:06 on a Tuesday. Actually, just ticked over to 7:07 on a Tuesday. There is no Ari in the house today. She's off with a spiced cough. But coming up this hour, before 8 o'clock, Ari and I yesterday did catch up with Hayley, the Director of Operations at the Northwest Regional Hospital. They have a committee made up of volunteers that meet once a month. And they need volunteers for this committee. So we'll find out more before 8 o'clock. Word Sanger today as well, your chance to win. You'll go into the draw for $50 to spend at Niche Plants in Shearwater if you do win. And remember, it's a rollover from yesterday. So if you were listening yesterday, you already know the clue. You might have in mind what you think it is. Dog news on the way as well. And we are going to talk about when did you first feel like an adult? You can pop it up online, CFM Bernie, CFM Devonport on Facebook. When did you first feel like an adult? Talk about it next. This is Imagine Dragons on CFM. Good morning. Imagine Dragons on CFM. It's 7:10. Today we're talking about when did you feel like an adult for the first time and what made you feel like an adult. Diane has written in, when I held my baby for the first time, I felt like an adult. Carlene has written four in. Carlene is loving it this morning. Carlina said, when I purchased a car that was younger than me, she said, bills in the letterbox with my name on them, doing my first tax return, and also when you invite someone to your house for dinner, all fancy and grown up. Very fancy, Carlene. Chantelle has written in, when someone in the supermarket told their child to move out of the way of the lady. I was officially no longer a girl. Exactly the same for me, Chantelle. I even remember where I was. I was in the lift and there was a mother talking to her child and she said, move out of the way of the man. And that was the first time a mother had referred to her child, talked to her child about me and referred to me as a man instead of the boy or the young fella. Move out of the way of the man. I was like, oh, I'm a man. It was that and getting postpaid. Mobile phone, like a plan instead of prepaid, instead of credit. I was like, ooh, grown up now with my postpaid bills. Brit has said, 3 years ago when I organised my very first lot of car insurance, I was 35. Amy said, when I got excited about buying a fridge, absolutely, very adult thing to get excited about. And Sean said, when my oldest daughter turned 20, even though to me she's still 9, so yeah. Good on you, Sean. And I've got a ticket giveaway right now to Where the Crawdads Sing. So you can win a double pass right now. From the best-selling novel comes a captivating mystery. Where the Crawdads Sing tells the story of Kaya, an abandoned girl who raised herself to adulthood in the dangerous marshlands of North Carolina. Thanks to Sony Pictures, would you like a double pass, a season double pass? Call me now, 1-300-655-922, and tell me, when did you first feel like an adult? There's no wrong answers. Just the first one through gets the double pass. 1-300-655-922 to win yourself a double pass to Where the Crawdads Sing. CFM, Dante Thomas featuring Praz, Miss California on 1-300-655-922. I have Rachel. How are you this morning, Rachel?
Good, I'm good, thank you.
Rachel, when did you first feel like an adult?
When I first did my first tax return.
Yeah, very grown-up thing to do, isn't it, your tax?
Yeah, and voting.
Voting as well, yeah. Oh, look at me, I'm all big, I'm going to the booth.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one, Rachel. All right, you've won yourself a double pass to Where the Crawdads Sing.
Awesome, thank you, Adam.
Got some dog news for you. Now, I don't know if you're someone that celebrates your dog's birthday. I've never really done it because I just thought the dog doesn't really understand what a birthday is. But after pulling some suggestions from the web of things you can do on your dog's birthday, I think I've been turned around on the subject. These are some great suggestions. So first, choose the perfect present, whether it's a chew toy or a tennis ball. And if your dog's already got a favourite toy, you could get them a brand new version that they'll enjoy destroying on their birthday. Or even take them into a pet store where they sell the toys and let them pick the toy, you know, see what they sniff out. You can give your pup a makeover, like a grooming. Have them look all nice on their special day. Maybe a deep, soothing massage. Put your dog in its favourite attire. Pop on maybe switch its collar to a fancier collar, like a birthday collar or something. You could throw your dog a party. Invite around some of its favourite dog friends and human friends. Imagine that, just your kitchen full of dogs for your dog's special day. You could purchase some paw-themed decorations to decorate the house. Now, that one, I think, I mean, that's really more for the humans. I don't think the dog will notice the paw decorations, but, you know, it's the thought that counts. Play their favourite games, you know, a bit of fetch, a bit of hide-and-seek, a bit of tug-of-war, or discover the toy, the game, something like that. Keep them happy on their special day. You could whip up their favourite cake. What better way to spoil your pet than with a tasty birthday cake created from ingredients that are natural, gluten-free and dog-friendly? These are some good suggestions. You know, the dog will be happy. The dog won't know why it's getting the extra attention, won't really understand the concept of the birthday, but it'll be loving the attention, no doubt. You can take them on a doggo day out, a little bit of a Wookiees, prepare their favourite meal, or just, you know, express your love and affection. But I think these are great suggestions, and I think I've been turned around on the subject. All's well that ends well. When I get a dog, I reckon I'll be celebrating its birthday with some of those suggestions. That's Dog News, CFM. I just want a dog. I just want a dog, dog. And I want my dog to be in films. Word Sanger.
Something.
Time now to play Word Sanger. This is your chance to go into the draw for $50 to spend at Niche Plants in Shearwater. They're open 7 days and we'll draw the winner of this voucher on Friday for Prize Giving Friday. The same clues as yesterday. If you were listening yesterday, you might know the clues, but you've got to guess the word that goes in the middle of the other two words at 1-300-655-922. Those words are what, Theo Word Machine?
Your words for today are baby and gate.
Baby something something gate. Here's yesterday's wrong guesses.
Your words for today are baby and gate.
What do you think goes in the middle, Roz?
Safety.
Safety, was it? Baby safety, safety gate?
Yes.
Roz.
No, sorry, Roz.
Thanks for playing. Michelle from Ulverston on now to play Word Sanger.
Would it be safety?
Not safety.
No, sorry.
There we go. We can confirm it's not safety. Baby something, something gate. Not baby safety, safety gate. What's the something in the middle? 1-300-655-922. Give me a call and tell me. This is Vance Joy on CFM.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
My money don't jiggle, jiggle. It falls.
On Bernie's hit music station, 101.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
Vance Joy on CFM as we do the Word Sanger Challenge.
Word Sanger.
Something.
Brooke from Sassafras, how are you this morning?
Good, thanks.
Now, Brooke, were you listening yesterday?
Yeah, I was.
I thought you might have been because you're the first through, so you were ready to go, were you?
Yeah.
All right, the word machine will give you the words and you give us that middle word, all right?
Yep.
Let's do it.
Your words for today are baby and gate.
What goes in the middle, do you think, Brooke?
Is it boom?
The word for my sanger is boom. Baby boom. Boom gate.
It is, Brooke. Nice work.
Nice, thank you.
You are in the draw for $50 to spend at Niche Plants. We'll let you know Friday if you've been drawn.
Yep, excellent. Thank you.
Hey, Brooke, just while I got you here, when did you first feel like an adult?
Oh, like an adult? Oh, I don't know.
You still don't?
Nah, I still feel like an adult.
Thanks, Brooke. Love your work.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on Bernie's hit music station, 101.7 CFM. Call 1300 655 922.
The TAS Health Service Northwest, so basically the Mercy and Burnie hospitals, they operate a 12-member consumer and community engagement committee. This committee is made up of volunteers, and the council is currently seeking 5 new members. To tell us more, on the phone is Hayley Elmer. She's Director of Operations at the Northwest Regional Hospital. Morning, Hayley.
Good morning, Adam and Ari. Thanks so much for having me on. And it's a great opportunity to be able to let the community know about our committee and, that we're looking for some new members.
Alrighty. So what does the committee do?
Well, the committee meets monthly, but more broadly than that, it has quite a significant impact, actually, on the services that we develop and deliver. So we're really looking for people who would be interested in having an influence over new projects and services and are also willing to bring their connection with the community into our space so that we can make sure that we're developing our services through the lens of what our patients really need. So lots of opportunities to influence the committees that we sit on, the patient information that we develop, even through to capital works and projects. Our members actually have some input into how our buildings are built and how our services are designed. So there's really broad opportunities for members to participate in health, which is great.
What sort of attributes are you looking for in these members?
Yeah, sure. We're looking for people, obviously, with a passion as a start for connecting their community to what we're doing, but also really having an experience of health services, whether they've been a patient or a family member or a carer connected to services. And probably we're looking to try and make sure that the diversity in our group actually reflects the diversity in our community. So, you know, if you're someone from a culturally or linguistically diverse background, or you've connected with our service either with a disability or you've cared for somebody who's navigated the health service with disability, or even we're looking also at better ways to connect with our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people through our committee as well. So, you know, we've got members who are in their mid and latter life, so some from their working, still working in their careers, and some who have retired, but even, you know, looking for parents of young kids and people who are of various ages and backgrounds. Again, because we want to make sure that, you know, we've got a diverse group of people who can really reflect those needs onto the work of the committee.
Yeah, and so the committee meets monthly. Does that mean if you're volunteering, you need to be available just once a month or more often than that?
Look, we work with various different capacities for our members because, as I said, some of them do work, and so some of them are able to make different contributions to others. And yes, we do have a monthly meeting for 10 months of the year, and then there are various activities that some members will be able to participate in between committees. But we're often also interested to hear from people who might not be able to attend a committee but could actually participate in an area of interest on a reference group, for example. So, you know, We can often work around the capacities of the people on our group.
And anyone interested in wanting to, you know, donate their time and become a committee member, how can they get in touch?
So we've got a couple of different points of connection through our Quality and Patient Safety Service. So we've got a phone number that's 64785353, or an email, which is qualitynorthwest, which is qualityNW@ths.tas.gov.au. Or if all of that's a bit tricky, then reaching out to me through the Northwest Regional Hospital, and I'd be more than happy to connect them with the process for applying.
Yeah, amazing.
Awesome. Hayley, thanks so much for the info.
No worries. Thanks for having us on.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now anywhere you are on the iHeartRadio app.
And good morning. Welcome to Tuesday, 8:05. If you're just joining us, Ari is off sick. She has the spiced cough, the COVID-19. It officially got her this morning. She sent me a picture of the test. So she did it bright and early this morning. She did do a test yesterday and she got the negative. So if you are feeling a bit off or you've been around a bit of COVID, just remember, even if you've tested neg, you might test pos the next day. So it's worth another test if you do feel like you're a bit off or you've been around a lot of it. Coming up this hour, we're talking tech with Richard Pascoe. Today, he wants to tell us about a crypto scam. He also wants to tell us about a dangerous TikTok challenge that's been going around to do with kids passing themselves out, basically, on TikTok. So that's a bit of a worry. And the reason you never see a villain in a movie using an iPhone. There's a reason for it. I've never noticed it, but come to think of it, I've never seen one use an iPhone. You ever seen a villain in a movie use an iPhone? Probably not, and there's a reason for it. Richard will tell us about it before nine. Chorus King's on the way. You ring and sing for your chance to win. I also have Women's Player and Young Player of the Week from the NWFL to announce. Birthday book on the way. And today we're asking, what made you feel like an adult for the first time? When did you first feel like an adult? Maybe it was getting a license. Maybe it was being called sir. Maybe it was getting a mobile plan instead of prepaid. Maybe it was something like that. You can put them up at CFM Bernie, CFM Devonport on Facebook, or give me a call, 1300 655 922. When did you first truly feel like an adult? Late in the
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Laddo bringing us the big energy this morning at CFM, 13 past 8. Talking today about when did you truly first feel like a grown-up. Actually, me and my mate, when the Keating book came out about Paul Keating, simply titled Keating by Kerry O'Brien, when that book came out, me and my mate were both talking to each other saying, you know what, I'd like to buy that book. I might buy a copy of that. And yeah, and the other one said, yeah, me too. And then we looked at each other and we said, you know what this means? We are grown-ups wanting to buy a Keating book about Paul Keating. Sharon's written in and said she first felt like a grown-up when I got my first enormous phone bill at 17. Roz has said when I started getting kitchen and household items for Christmas and birthdays and I was super excited about it. Ali said when I looked around the house and it was a mess and I thought someone should clean that up and I realised now that someone was me. And I cried. Haley said when my mum told me to stop asking permission to go places because I'm 24 years old. But I still get permission to this day and I'm married now. And Jess said when I applied for my first tax file number, that was 16 years ago. Also, a lot of people saying when I first had a child, I truly felt like a grown-up. I was responsible for another life. Keep them coming in. They're very good. CFM Bernie, CFM Devonport on Facebook or 1300 655 922 to give me a call.
And Ari for breakfast on 107.7 CFM. Call 1300 655 922.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me.
Alrighty, got some birthday shout-outs. These have been submitted to us through our website, cfmtaz.com.au, via the CFM birthday book. So they're all in the draw for $50 to spend at Peppermint Parties in East Devonport, Marquee, Photo Booth and lots more. Celebrating today is Brendan Self from Waratah. Happy birthday, love, from Dad and Mum. Brownie from Coiba. Happy 40th birthday, Brownie. I wonder if Brownie knows Heath Brett out there in Coiba as well. He's very famous in the comments section of our Facebook page. And Luke Breeden from Wynyard. Happy 21st birthday, Luke. Enjoy your day. Remember, cfmtaz.com.au to submit birthday shout-outs. Next up, I have the NWFL Women's and Young Player of the Week to announce. This is Gin Blossoms on CFM.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
My money don't jiggle jiggle, it falls.
On Devonport's hit music station, 107.7 CFM. Call 1300 655 922.
Time now to announce the CFM NWFL Young Player of the Week. This week's Young Player of the Week is Circular Heads' Caleb O'Halloran. Caleb played a solid game in the back line, playing on a more solid opponent. He played to his strengths. His foot skills have dramatically improved throughout season 2022, and that is helped by his dedication to training, being the first on track and the last to leave. Caleb is a future 200 gamer at the Saints if his improvement keeps up at this pace. Congrats again to Caleb. You are CFM's NWFL Young Player of the Week. Also got the CFM NWFL Women's Player of the Week. This week's Women's Player of the Week is Penguins' Syndra Williams. Syndra is a tall, athletically gifted high half forward. She's very composed as a footballer and is very comfortable when in congestion. Syndra is not one to just rest on her talents. She's an extremely hard worker and sets the standard for her teammates. That hard work is also translating into a very solid season, and she's fast becoming one of the best players in the competition. So congrats again to Syndra. You are CFM's NWFL Women's Player of the Week. And listen out each week for our Players of the Week news next.
Take it to the chorus.
La la la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it!
Rightio, this is your chance to go into the draw for $50 to spend at Leading Edge Electronics. They are local like us and we'll draw that voucher Friday on Prize Giving Friday. But to be in the draw, you call 1300 655 922 and have a sing. The bit that we want you to sing is the bit that comes after the bit that I'm about to play. So we'll give you the line, you give us the next line. It's as simple as that. And remember, it's school holidays, so there will be less Chorus Kings out there playing. So if you fancy yourself a bit of a Chorus King, this morning could be your morning. All right, here's the line. What comes next? That's what I need from you. 1300 655 922. Google the lyrics if you want. 1300 655 922. We'll go again one more time. What's the next bit? 1300 655 922.
Sing it to the chorus.
La la la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it.
All right, I'm going to throw it out one more time. 1300 655 922. If you know the line that comes after this one. What's the next bit? 1300 655 922. Your chance to go into the draw for $50 to spend at Leading Edge Electronics. And you know what? I'll throw in a $50 credit to a Beam e-scooter. So $50 to spend on a Beam e-scooter. Thanks to Beam. Download the Beam app and ride today. Would you like that? That's an instant win. Plus, you're in the draw for the Leading Edge Electronics voucher. 1300 655 922 to be a Chorus King this morning.
Sing it to the chorus.
La la la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it!
Katie from La Trobe is on the air to be a Chorus King this morning. Are you a fan of this Nelly song?
Yeah, I am actually.
You are? Oh, well, you should have this then, I reckon.
Yeah, hopefully.
You got this?
I think so.
All right, we'll see, hey?
Okay.
I'll give you the line and we'll see how we go.
Yep.
Let's do it. Go, Katie!
I was thinking about us. What's it gonna be?
Yeah, you know it. You know it. We'll check the tape. Yep. Yep. Yep, thinking about that. Yep, here we're going to be. She's done it. Katie, you're a Chorus King.
Awesome.
Katie, I'm going to pop you in the draw for $50 to spend at Leading Edge Electronics, and I'll give you a $50 voucher to a Beam e-scooter as well.
Thank you.
Thank you, Katie. Next up, Talking Tech with Pasco.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on Devonport's hit music station, 107.7 CFM. Call 1300 655 922.
Let's talk some tech.
Talking Tech with Richard Pasco, the Adelaide Tech Guy.
Once again on a Tuesday, he's with us to talk some tech. It's Richard Pasco, the Adelaide Tech Guy. Morning, Richard.
Yeah, good morning, and get better soon, Ari.
Yeah, hope so. So you've got a crypto scam to tell us about this morning.
Yeah, I do. There's somebody I know here in SA who was sucked into a get-rich investment scheme. He started with an app on his smartphone. He put $50 into it, and that supposedly turned into $200. And he thought, well, I'm onto a good thing here, and he put more money in. He put another $1,000 in. They showed him on the website that he'd been to on his phone that had actually got up to $2,500. So he thought, well, this is all right.
Mm.
So he added another $4,000. Now, then they showed it went to $25,000. That's when I said to him, I said, you might want to try and get some money out.
Yeah.
You know, you got $25,000 in it. Let's see. Because his friend said, oh, this is really good. And, you know, they supposedly investigated him, but it started to go very smelly for me. When he could talk to them, he tried to get his money back. That's when all the issues started. We can't do it now because trade contracts are in place. It's not the right time. That went on and on and on until he realized he's never going to get his money back. So can't afford to lose it, but he's just got a lot. I think it's that $5,200. One of the worst things he did was they said, look, we'll show you how to access everything yourself and do it yourself. So they installed any desk on his smartphone and computer. They had access to everything on his devices.
Right, that's bad, isn't it?
That's really bad. You don't let anybody you don't know do that. So they were fishing around for banking details on there, which luckily he didn't have. But you know what? People, I know times are hard, I know money's going up, but, you know, crypto scams out there are rife. And I think we lost I think it was $500 or $600 million last year that was reported about crypto scams. So just be very, very careful.
God, is there a way to stay safe with crypto, or is that just sort of the nature of the beast with crypto? You don't quite know.
Look, there are some big ones out there. That I think there's one that's advertised on the back of AFL Guernseys for certain clubs at the moment. I don't particularly like any of them at all. I think, you know, you might as well run down to the casino.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
you know, play black and red.
Yeah, that's a fair point, isn't it?
Yeah.
And there's another dangerous social media challenge going around.
Yeah, through TikTok. If you haven't heard about it, you're about to. It's called the Blackout Challenge. It's causing a big uproar online. TikTok has actually been sued by families of two young girls who died due to the viral challenge. It's cropped up on social media in recent years. People are encouraged to hold their breath until they pass out, or even belts or purse strings to choke themselves. Don't do this, people. It's facing multiple lawsuits from parents who allege their kids died of strangulation after trying the challenge. A rep for TikTok told the Washington Post that it blocked users from being able to search for the challenge. The Washington Post was able to find it very, very easily out there. So your kids could be served up this challenge under their algorithm. So what can you do? Talk to your kids frankly and honestly about the dangers associated with the challenge. Which I think should be pretty self-evident. Work with them on strategies to identify dangerous pranks and trends, like the word challenge or being asked to participate in a video without knowing what's meant to happen. And how to respond to peer pressure in a way that feels comfortable but firm. Steer your kids away from these challenges, because honestly, that's just an absolute disaster. It's terrible.
God, so dangerous.
Yep.
And you never see a villain in a movie using an iPhone, and there's actually a reason for this.
Yeah, Apple won't let them. They literally won't let them do it. They used to, I don't know. Do you remember a show called 24 with Kiefer Sutherland?
Yes, one of my favourite shows.
Great show, wasn't it? Loved that show. All the good people in there used Macs, didn't they? So it was all Macs and iPhones for the good people out there, and all the villains used other phones out there. Apple are pretty adamant about it, and they've actually got legal framework for content depicting its intellectual property, which states the Apple product is shown only in the best light in a manner of context to reflect favourably on the Apple products or Apple. You'll never see a movie villain use an iPhone. They just won't let them.
Like a special type of product placement. Only goodies use our product.
That's exactly right. So, yeah.
Thanks so much, Richard Pascoe. You can find him at adelaidetechguide.com.au and talktech.com.au. And we'll chat next week.
Look forward to it.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at home on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning. It's just Adam this morning. Ari is out with the spiced cough, COVID-19, so hopefully she's doing all right this morning. But we've been talking about when did you first truly feel like a grown-up, and on our Facebook page, Alicia has written in, still waiting for that day. I'm 34 with two kids, which is similar to what Brooke said earlier.
Oh, liking it out. Oh, I don't know.
You still don't?
Nah.
And we had Rachel earlier as well.
When I first did my first tax return.
Yeah, very grown-up thing to do, isn't it, your tax?
Yeah, and voting.
Voting as well, yeah. Oh, look at me, I'm all big, I'm going to the booth.
Yeah.
Go have a look at them. CFM Devonport, CFM Bernie on Facebook. There's some good suggestions there, some funny ones as well. This month, July, Coins for Kids Month. So we're raising as much money as we can for Cancer Council Tasmania's Kids Can to support young people impacted by cancer on our northwest coast. And we'd like to send a big, huge thank you out to InStyle Floors Devonport, who have donated $250 for this hour. So this hour is an hour of power sponsored by InStyle Floors Devonport. That $250 is going to Cancer Council Tasmania's Kids Can. So in exchange for that, we'd like to thank them and let you know that InStyle's exclusive hybrid flooring from $45 per square metre and winter wool warmers sale, 100% wool carpet, all happening at InStyle Floors at the moment. The 100% wool carpet from $70 per square metre. So some great deals going on at InStyle Floors, and good people for donating $250 to our Coins for Kids campaign this month. So thanks to them, this entire hour sponsored by them, and you can find them on Facebook at InStyle Floors Devonport or on their website instylefloors.com.au. Brian Adams to come, the Kid Leroy to come as well. This is Beyonce on CFM.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
That's the end of the show, and that's the end of the Hour of Power. Big thanks to InStyle Floors Devonport for supporting the Hour of Power. $250 they pledged for that hour, and it's going straight to Coins for Kids to help young people on the Northwest Coast affected by cancer. And one more shout out for their exclusive hybrid flooring from $45 per square metre and their winter warmer sale. 100% wool carpet from $70 per square metre. You can find them on InStyle Floors Devonport and at instylefloors.com.au. Mickey's got your workday hits next. See you tomorrow morning from 6.